And my text is hymn 32. That's my text. Can we open it? Hymn 32. That's my text. We shall be looking at this morning just by way of encouragement to somebody, the trials of a Christian. Christians face trials, face temptations, face difficulties. And sometimes it looks as if God has forsaken us. You mean God is there and, you know, I say this from so many text messages I've received. Pastor, please confirm to me, does God really exist? If he exists, then why is he not hearing me? Why is he not answering me? Why is he allowing me to go through what I'm going through? The people, when they send me those texts, and they're here now. They are here. Almost every day I will see something like that. And it looks as if God has forsaken you. Amen. That's what the songwriter is trying to bring out here. Where we just sang, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the way that God will lead us to that blessed promised land. Hallelujah. He said, temptations, hidden snares, often take us unawares. And our hearts are made to bleed for many thoughtless words and deeds. And we wonder why they test when we try to do our best. The second stanza says, we are often destitute of the things that life demands. Want of food, want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. Hallelujah. Confusion everywhere. Unbelievers are prospering, supposedly. And you that have decided to live a life pleasing before God, to forsake all worldliness and all righteous lifestyle. See, things sometimes look so difficult. The more you fast, the harder it becomes. And yet you search yourself. You know it's not because of any sin you have committed. Amen. If it's prayer, nobody they pray reach you. If na church, every day, now you they open church, now you they sweep church, now you be the last to go. You say you won't even lie, you won't do any corner. And it's expected that since you decided to live that type of life, things should be smooth for you. Then where is this God we are serving? Romans chapter 8. We are going to read it together. Are we there? Romans chapter 8. When God leads us to give such exhortation, there's somebody he wants to comfort. There's somebody he wants to visit. Romans chapter 8, we are going to read together verse 28. If you are there. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Are we there? If you are there, shall we read? Let's go. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. This we is believers. Those who have decided to forsake the world and follow Jesus. Those who have crucified themselves with Christ. Those who are heaven bound. Those who truly believe that this world is not our home. Those who truly believe that when Jesus comes, he will take us home. Those who truly believe that God is preparing us for home going. We know that all things work together for good. There are key words there that we want to look at. All things is all. Not some. All is all. Somebody say all. Say not some. All is all. No matter how horrible the situation is, it's included. All things work together for good. He said it is working together for good. For good. For good. You mean since day before yesterday, I never gave food chop. Hungry, they wire me. You say it worked together for good. If you believe this Bible, can I see your hand up? You believe? Praise God. I'm not the one saying it, it's Bible. It's Bible. He said, all things, all is all. All things work together for good. You mean I've served God honestly, sincerely all these years? My husband married me as a virgin, and I have remained true to God. Hallelujah. And now, with four children, my husband now is dead, leaving me no work. How will I take care of these four children? My husband died, and the Bible is saying, all things work together for good. All things, including the death of my husband. It means I'm worshiping God in vain. He says, all things work together for good. Now, watch it. The emphasis in that verse, he adds, to them that love God. So, what I'm talking today, I'm talking to people who love God. You must first and foremost love God. Apostle Paul says, who will separate me from the love of God? What can separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? Those who love God. How many love God here? From your heart, you love Him. From your heart. I'm talking to those of you who love Him. Now, I will face those who don't love Him later. Because that scripture is for both the two groups. He said, to them who love God, it is your love for God that makes you keep your commandments. And because you love God so much, catch this thing I want to just drop. Because you may go deeper in understanding than even the way I am presenting it. Because I know what I'm speaking is scriptural. Heaven will use it and work in somebody's heart and give you faith today to push ahead in the midst of any adversary, in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. You just imagine a Christian. Because that songwriter said, we can't even understand all the way that God will lead us to that blessed promised land. We don't know. But we sing another song that says, God will make a way where there is no way. He does. He knows the way through the wilderness. He does. All we have to do is follow. Just follow Him. Hallelujah. There's another song we sing. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. Hallelujah. These four places are all situations of life. Today, everything is doing fine. Cool breeze. You're enjoying life. That is on top of the mountain. In the valley, that is when everything you have, kata-kata, you now crash from duplex to one-room apartment. That's the valley. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But he says, in all this, the Lord is my portion in the land of the living forevermore. Whether it is in the valley, or on the mountain, on the land, in the sea, wherever I find myself, he said, the Lord is my portion. Those songs are written under inspiration. People who know God. I told you the story of the man that wrote the song, it is well, it is well with my soul. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know what brought about that song. His all children, the only children he had, all perished in the sea. And one day he was traveling, he reached that point. All that he had in life perished. He reached that point where he should have been crying. Like some people will go to their mother's graveyard, their father's grave, and be crying every year. Papa, they say, they are alive. I forgot they suffer, they suffer now. Amen. Instead, when he got there, instead of him to be cursing all the mami water, cursing all the whatever, he said he began to hear that song. Hallelujah. How does that song go? He said, when things like a river attended my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. See where they kill all your children. You are saying, it is well, it is well, it is well. It will take the Holy Ghost to speak like that. It will take revelation to confess like that. But some of us just love this song. It is well, it is well. And you sing it is well only when they have paid you the contract. Praise the Lord. But let me tell you something. That you can come to a stage where you are so faithful with your finance. Listen, oh. Because that song says, he walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. You pay your tithe regularly. You pay your vows regularly. You help everybody. And God is saying, he said, no, this is my child. He's been too faithful. I should make him the director of his company. He should not be working at any salary. But he loves that job so much. As long as he remains there, he will not be a director. And he can just come one day and make your boss to sack you. Is it possible? So many of us have faced that situation before. We can't understand. Huh? I paid my tithe last Sunday. On Monday I go, I went to work. They sack me. Which can't tell me this? I'm not going to pay my tithe for bread assembly again. It's because you don't know how God works. That's why he said, in all circumstances, do what? Just give thanks. Just give thanks. And always watch. Because he said, all things work together for good. Watch within that period. You will soon jam somebody. Something will soon come your way that you will now understand. No wonder. No wonder they sack me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because I remember a sister, very sincere. She's so old now, no husband. And she got a job in a university. She was here in this church looking for a job. I was praying for her to get that job. And when she got the job, when she was going for the interview, she came. This is a sister with a master's degree, about 2 master's degrees. No jobs, no husband. Feeling very frustrated, yet she loves God. I had a burden for her, I was praying for her. She went for the interview. She came, she got the job. And she was too honest for the authority of the school. She was too honest. And something happened. And the chancellor of the university had to tell her to leave. She said she faced him and said, my conscience is cleared. I never cheated. I never collected bribe from the students. I never did anything wrong. My conscience is clear. I serve this institution to the best of my knowledge as a Christian. He said, if you say I should go, it means God has finished with me here. But unknown to her, it was God arranging something for her. She must marry. But if she remained there, she's not going to marry. So God had to send her away. Now she went to Abuja to look for a job. When she landed there, and one man see him, he had the grace. a head decrees. I was in Abuja 2 weeks ago or so, and then I served with a man, came to see me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I spoke with the two of them. So you see why she lost that job. But how will you have known that that is what God wanted to achieve? So many of us here, the problem that faces us is the compound that we live, occulting compound. Some quick notices that you receive, now God, they said they can't give you, so that you will be blessed. There are houses that people never prosper when they are there. And yet you love God so much. God wants to bless you. And you don't know that quick notice is promotion. Then you are here fasting. You are dry fasting. I cancel it. I cancel it. In the name of Jesus, I will not pack out. Meanwhile, you are not prospering, no, because you feel you don't have money for anywhere else. Where will I get money to get another place? Since you don't have money, that is what that spirit is supposed to do, to keep you poor. So, some quick notices. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They are meant for your promotion. It's for your blessing. That is why, learn to thank God. If it is not God, as you begin to thank Him, the next day the landlord will say, okay, I changed my mind. But if it is God, if you like to dry fasting, the more you do dry fasting, the hotter the landlord comes on you. Do you know also, amen, as a sister predestinated, whose name is written in the book of life on the foundation of the world, God elect the bride. Something wants to disturb your eternal destination called marriage. One useless man will marry you. Want to disturb your eternal destination? Do you know, so that you will make it to heaven, God can take that man's life away. Or he can just, one day you just see him stand up, say, I don't marry again, and they go. It happens, brethren. And you may not know that it is God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And single sister too. You are saying, ah, this one where I get now. Ah, this one where I get now. The thing won't shake again. The thing won't break again. Now lie you. Then you are challenging God. God, I always pay my tithe. God, I don't owe you anything. God, I swore since the day I gave my life to Christ that no man will see my pants, and I have kept to it. Now, this man, I like him. This man, I like him. I like him. I like his height. I like his height. The man tall. He knows point. His hair. I like him. His teeth. I like him. God. But God knows that that man is a serpent seed. No matter why you cry rich, it will not work. And how you will know it is the way the relationship will break. The man will break the relationship without recourse to how you will feel. He won't even do it with style. With style, you are sitting down there, small time, you are still waiting. Which time they go for engagement now? He go come kiss you. Ah, don't worry now. The time they come, the next thing you hear, say, see, his wedding card is on. His wedding is also date. You know, a normal human being cannot do that. Amma didn't love you. God took him away from you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To those who love God, you want to travel overseas without visa, God has a program for you. If he has not finished with you, you will never travel out. So anytime you go for visa, they refuse. Just say, it means it is not time. If it is my time, the man when they give the visa, he don't go know the time when he give me multiple. He will not know. Some people happen like that. But why is your own rejected? To them who love God, blessed be the name of the Lord. It's true now. Sometimes you are rushing to the airport, or you are rushing to the motor park to catch a vehicle. See the last seat now. You dey beg. The man dey make anger for you. You dey beg. They make anger for you. And you want to rush because you must catch this bus. There's something you want to catch. And all of a sudden, somebody else will come and go and sit down there. They will collect his money, sit down in that seat. you start to curse the conductor. You start to curse the driver. Eh? My God will show you. Yeah, this one. Yeah. And unknown to you, that motor is destined for something else. Then you enter the next motor. Several times it has happened to so many of us. You are passing and they will say, maybe this motor where for enter be this. It don't crash there. People are bleeding and some people are dead. At that time you go say, hey, God love me. But you didn't know God loved you when he prevented you from entering the motor. You don't wait until you see the result. All things work together for good to them who love God. Then the next statement say, and to them who are the called according to God's purpose. Somebody shout God's purpose. Every one of us, God has a reason for calling you. It's a purpose of God in your life. And because I am sure that there's God's purpose in my life, I am sure no evil will come my way. Nothing will take my life until God has finished with me. That one, I am sure. I am certainly sure. If I die today, it means God's purpose has been achieved. That's why I can't be afraid of death. God's purpose. Brethren, what is God's purpose in your life? There's something God does, which I've shared with you several times here. Through those dreams, through prophecies, you see your end. You see yourself going to America. You are an importer. You see yourself commissioner, governor. You see yourself, there's a brother here that we are praying for. And one of the prophets told him, say, I see you as governor of Imo State. The brother laughed. The brother laughed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But I was discussing with him about 3 weeks ago. And he said that CBC Trouble, that he went to visit a governor. And when he went to the governor's house, the governor was sitting on those their special seat. Then he told him, he went with a group of people to see him. He said, the man said, come and sit with me. He was saying, no, sir, your excellency, I'll sit here. He said, come and sit with me. You don't know you're a future governor. He said, then he remembered what he tell her for bride. Then he said, sir. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now, he was telling me again how that they told him to prepare. That the next election, some people came to meet him, that they want to field him for the governorship of Imo State. Now, that is the end. But God has not showed him what he will pass through before he will reach that level. That's what I want to bring out. God doesn't show you what you will pass through before you will reach that level. Hallelujah. Then we remember the story of Joseph. At least that is a good story for us. Joseph had a dream that he would be a king one day. That is all God showed him. He showed his papa, his mama, his brothers, everybody coming to bow before him as a king. And I can see how Joseph will be, whether I like every dream where I see, any revelation I see, they come to pass. So that is why his brothers became jealous. But God did not show Joseph how his brother will sell him, how he will be sold like a slave, how he will go and be boy for Egypt, and how false allegation by Potiphar's wife will finally send him to jail. At least at that stage, Joseph will forget his dream now. Eh? If it is you, you will have said, this is the only dream that didn't come to pass. How can a prisoner now become king? He didn't know where he was going to be king. He didn't know whether it was in Canaan land there with his people or anywhere. anywhere else. Of course, the last thing that will have come to him is that he'll be a king in Egypt. That is what I'm trying to tell you. All this work together for good, including that hatred that his relations hated him, it was working out for his good. Because through that hatred, they pushed him closer to his destiny. Am I correct? If they didn't hate him, he will remain there. He will remain there. He needed to be hated and be rejected. He was sent. Hallelujah. So the way, so that the dream will be finished. Anytime the enemy is doing anything against you, because they have seen you with a bright star, because they have seen something, and they want to frustrate you, and they try to do one thing or the other, unknown to them, they are only helping to push you to your destiny. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it can be through enemies. It can be through enemies. Enemies. A brother in this church, I saw him today here. In his office, his immediate boss in his department just hated him. It's possible that the woman saw something in the spirit concerning him and was misrepresenting him to the top. But at the top there, they know that he's a hardworking man. Why now? Why is this woman always complaining and things like that? So when opportunity came for them to open a branch in another town, now who will they go? It was then the boss say, "And since this woman doesn't like this man, let me separate them." So he now took this one to go and be a boss, or got higher level than this the partner. So you thought you are gossiping him? You thought you want to injure him? That you were only calling the attention of the person that will promote him. Therefore, give thanks for those who hate you. Give thanks for your persecutors. Give thanks for those who put obstacles on your way. Because all things work together for good to them that love God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because God, again, before he will actually use you, any true child of God, that God wants to use you in any area, before he places you there, he will train you first. And God's training is not going to Mafoluku Grammar School. It's experiences of life. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. It's sometimes, it could be just as simple as this. That so many of us, maybe God wants to use you to preach this end time message that we preach today. Maybe. What God will do is to send you from church to church. From church to church. You don't know why you left Deeper Life and went to Redeem. You were there, you study all the system in Deeper Life, you knew everything. You study all the system in Catholic, you knew everything. You even went to their convent, you went to their theology, whatever it is, seminary. You went to Bible school. You went everywhere. You worked with the Geo. You worked with the whatever you call them, bishop. You moved from there, went to Mountain of Fire. You moved from there, go here. You moved from here, go here. Each time, anytime you leave, now trouble. One allegation or the other will send you away. You are wondering why. And the whole reason is because God is going to use you to bring out his children from the denominational system. You have to know how they operate. So that when you see the one from Deeper Life, you will know how you talk to them. The one from Catholic, you know how to talk to him. That is what happened to Apostle Paul. Paul was a Pharisee. He boasted, a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He boasted. He learned from the most prestigious school owned by Gamaliel. He boasted. Praise the Lord. But he said, with all that, it only gave him boldness to understand the difference between law and grace. That's why he was the chief apostle of grace. So So all the trouble that he went through was because of that ministry. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Is it not so that Moses was trained in the house of Pharaoh? Moses was born to deliver Israel from Pharaoh's hand. The person that he was going to destroy was the person that raised him up. That is God's own way of doing his things. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Anybody that God will use mightily in the area of deliverance, most of them, before they get converted, they get involved in occultism. They themselves, they are possessed. It's either possessed of mummy water, possessed of witchcraft, or receive one serious crown in occultic kingdom, one secret society they belong, one cult or the other. So they study, they know how they operate. Then God will bring you out. Amen. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. So when he sees your case, he knows how to deliver you. He knows what to do. That's why you see these are ministers who go on a daily trip. Some of them, you don't know their background before. Praise the Lord. Okay, let me not call some names so that you won't be afraid. You say maybe the man still get the occultic power. Even when God wants to use you in a healing gift, most of those that God uses in healing gift, one serious sickness. Hallelujah. One serious sickness. Kenneth Hagin suffered that thing. I think it's Kenneth Hagin. Hallelujah. So many more sicknesses that nothing could cure it. Nothing could cure it. Then the power of God will come and cure it. When he's healed, then God will tell him, go heal my people. Now he understands. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Even anybody that will be a marriage counselor, you will have trouble in your marriage. You don't know why you are going through a marriage problem now. You try by all means to live a life pleasing before this man. You try your best. You've lived like this. The man never gets satisfied. Very useless man. But you've tried everything. When God finally settles you, there's a reason why he allowed you to go through that. According to his purpose. He has proposed to use you to bring comfort to people that will have marriage problems, man or woman. He does it, brethren. I have so many examples I can give. But I don't want some people to stand up and walk out because I say very short exhortation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And this thing is not whether you have a choice in it. You have no choice. Because the Bible describes God as the potter. We as what? The clay. That is the word, the meaning of sovereignty. Apostle Paul, in Romans chapter 9, said, who are you to answer your God? Who are you to question him? You are mere clay. He can break you and mold you to another thing. That's why it is foolishness to challenge God. He said, why did you make me short? If you make me, light in complexion like Oyibo, it's true now. And many people foolishly challenge God like that. When you see a black woman bleaching her skin, what is she doing? She's challenging God. Why did you make me black, God? Hallelujah. When you see a woman going to pour chemical in her head to make her hair look like Oyibo, she's challenging God. Why, God, why did you not make my hair to look like a soaked rat? It's true. You see rat when come out from sewage. When water touch the body. That's how when they come out of saloon. You see that? And it's a spirit of, I don't know, it's you challenging God. The natural way he put you is not good. You have better wisdom of creation than God. Yet he made you like that to fulfill a certain purpose of his in your life. Amen. Who don't want to be Oyibo? They enjoy waiting and enjoy. But God has made us to come under ham. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you see a woman wear high heel shoe to increase her height, you know what she's saying. You know now, she's challenging God. Why did you make me short? By force, I must be tall. You go and be carpenter. Carpenter will increase the height. Then you see, look at it. You're challenging your maker. You're challenging your maker. When women of the world go and put a hole in their ear, God did not finish creating you. He forgot to put a hole there. So you're telling God, oh, you know what's happening, woman? God, make you correct what God don't do. Put a hole here. Now you see, it will sound so funny, but the Bible describes him as a sovereign God. Sovereign. Sovereign, you can't challenge him. He is who he is. He does not take counsel with anybody. The Bible says he counsels with himself. Whatever he wants to do, he doesn't go and let us reason with you now. He counsels with himself. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So many other things. According to his purpose. According to his purpose. And various purposes. Do you know the only reason why he allowed Satan? And that one is divine. It's the very dangerous one. I always say, God, no, let me go through that way. What Job went through. Job was a very sincere. Look at his testimony. And God knew who he is. God wanted to prove to Satan, that's all. Wanted to prove to Satan that there are some people that are not serving me because of what they will get from me. There are some people that are serving me, not because of the wealth they have. Because Satan was telling God, hey, with all the blessing you're blessing, if anybody get that kind of blessing, how you not going to worship you? He said, permit me now, make I go strike that and see whether you not going to curse you. And God knew that under any situation, Job will not curse him. How many of us can God give that type of testimony? How many of us? How many? How many? Be very sincere with yourself. And Satan was asked to go. Job didn't know what was going on between God and Satan. No. He said that thing that day, one day, everything wipe off. They finished himself. God only told him, said, only don't touch his life. That is, don't kill him. You can do anything you want. He threw evil sickness in his body until like leprosy crawl all over his body. So there, his wife wanting him to go and rest, he said, curse God and die instead of all this suffering.